It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and the timing couldn't be more perfect, I don't think. It's the 20th annual Smith Memorial Concert, with all the proceeds to benefit this year area high school choir programs in the area. And the performer who's coming back, along with her husband, is a Coldwater High School alum who's performed on the Tibbetts stage before, but has now gone on to become an international opera singer. Diane Pridgen, this has worked out absolutely beautifully to have Chelsea Hart Melcher and her husband come back and perform during this concert series, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's quite a wonderful thing that she was a part of Tibbetts Young Audiences, and now she gets to perform as a professional.
And you actually had a chance to be a part of it with her when she was in the Honors Choir way back in fifth grade, right?
Yes. Yes, I was a part of the high school program as their accompanist in the early 90s, and I believe Chelsea might have graduated in 2005, so it was exciting to be a part of that.
Well, Chelsea's on the line with us as well, living in Indiana right now with you and her husband, teaching, performing, touring. Did you think when you were first on the Tibbetts stage and at Coldwater High School in the choir room, Chelsea, that might take you on this path?
That's a great question. I think that I always wanted it. I always wanted something along those lines, and I think in my dreams have kind of shifted and changed throughout the years, but they have stayed consistent in the love of music and the arts. And I'm just so grateful for growing up, all of the opportunities that I had with the Tibbetts and with the choir department and everything with the school that was offered, to be able to help kind of create that path and shape that path for me growing up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of fitting then, obviously, that the proceeds from this will go back into choir programs. But you're actually going to be able to chance, to, outside of the concert that's coming up on Saturday night, a chance to actually get with those students themselves and present a master class on Friday, right?
Yes, it's super exciting. A master class is kind of a wide variety of types of things. And oftentimes there will be students or performers that will get up, volunteers, and do something in front of the group, and then we would work with them, my husband Paul and I, in front of the group. And it's such a wonderful learning experience. Of course, it can be a little nerve-wracking for those getting up, but it's a wonderful learning experience if you're the one performing and if you're the one watching too. So it's we're very excited to do that. We'll also be talking about some things about entrepreneurship, music careers, having music as your profession, and even starting our music school.
Well, as I say, you and Paul have your own music academy. That you're performing with your husband. He's your accompanist, and in his own right, he's a composer and performer within that. Is it fun to be on stage with him and do this together?
Oh, it absolutely is fun. It's funny because people think, oh, your husband's a concert pianist and a composer. You must be able to rehearse anytime you want to. It's like, well, with two children, usually we have to find a babysitter if we want to spend any time together without interruption. So it's funny. Sometimes we'll have videos of ourselves trying to practice together, and Molly, my 18-month-old, is screaming and hanging on my legs, and then Michael, he's our 3.5-year-old, and he'll just be raising havoc and something, or making some sort of mess. I'm like, well, it's something like that. But it is fun when we do have the opportunity to work together.
Yeah, but have the kids picked up on the singing part of it, though?
They have. Michael, well, Molly, we're not quite sure if he can match pitch yet, yeah. So that's another story. But Michael loves singing, and he will do various concerts and events. And we just had something last weekend over at a farmer's market, and you couldn't get him away from the microphone. He was just like, I want to sing this. I'm like, well, you've never done this in public before, but all right, let's go for it.
Well, this memorial concert was started in the name of it's officially called the Ruth Robert Douglas and Dean Smith Memorial Concert, originally organized, Diane, with your family, to celebrate the lives of your dad and your brothers within this, and to keep music alive, because music is so much a part of what your family was about too, right?
Yes, it is. My brothers were in the choral program, along with my sister and myself. My sister got to tour Europe with Ballet Beers, And I just hope this concert might give back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's such a neat thing. Tickets for the performance, $25, which including the fees, there's a student rate for just $10 because you want as many kids there as possible. That's on Saturday night, that performance. But the master class you're going to be doing for the students organized through the schools will be coming up on Friday. Chelsea, kind of give us a sneak preview. What will you and Paul be performing on stage on Saturday night?
We will be doing a couple numbers from Phantom of the Opera. He will be singing something from Dear Evan Hansen. I will be singing a couple numbers in German. And so we actually do a little bit of duetting here and there. And then some good old Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Okay. Looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. 7:30 on Saturday night, the special benefit concert. Again, coming up with Coldwater's own Chelsea Hart Melcher and her husband, Paul Melcher, on stage as part of the 20th annual Smith Memorial Concert. Diane, thanks for checking in. Chelsea, we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday night on stage, right?
Yes, we're looking forward to it, and thanks for the opportunity.
Diane Pridgen and Chelsea Hart Melcher with us this morning on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.